চিলিবার ধারি ষোড়নন্দনা ব্রজ নরঞ্জন যমুনা তীর মনচারি শরদ মাধব কুঞ্জ বিহারি জয় গোপীশন বল্লভ গিরিবর ধারি ষোড়নন্দন ব্রজ নরঞ্জন যমুনা তীর বনচারি হায় রাধ মাধব কুঞ্জ বিহারি শয় গোপীশন বল্লভ গিরিবর ধারি যশোদনন্দন ব্রজ নরঞ্জন যমুনা তীর বনচারি জয় রাধ মাধব কুঞ্জ বিহারি জয় রাধা মাধব কুঞ্জ বিহারি জয়ং বিষ্ণুপাদ পরমহংস পরিব্রজাচার্য স্তোত্র সত শ্রী শ্রীমদ শ্রী শিবাই গ্রেস শ্রী ভক্তি বেদান্ত স্বামী শিল প্রভুপাদ কী জয় ইসকন বিভূতি ফৌন্দরাচার্য শ্রীল প্রভুপাদ কী জয় জয় বিষ্ণুপাদ পরমহংস পরিব্রজাচার্য স্তোত্র সত শ্রী শ্রীমদ ভক্তি সিদ্ধান্ত সরস্বত ঠাকুর মহারাজ প্রভুপাদ কী জয় অনন্ত কোটি বৈষ্ণববৃন্দ কী জয় নমাচার্য শ্রীল হরিদাস ঠাকুর কী জয় শ্রীকৃষ্ণ চৈতন্য প্রভু নিতানন্দ শ্রী অদ্বৈত গদাধার শ্রীবসাদি গৌর ভক্তবৃন্দ কী জয় শ্রী শ্রী রাধা কৃষ্ণ গো গোপীনাথ শ্যাম কুন্দ রাধা কুন্দ গিরি গোবর্ধন কী জয় শ্রী বৃন্দাবদম কী জয় শ্রী নবদ্বীপ মায়াপুর দম কী জয় শ্রী জগন্নাথপুরী দম কী জয় গঙ্গামায়ী কী জয় শ্রী যমুনামায়ী কী জয় তুলসী দেবী কী জয় ভক্তি দেবী কী জয় সমবেত ভক্তবৃন্দ কী জয় হরি নম সংকীর্তন জয় কী জয় শ্রীল প্রভুপাদ কী জয় শ্রীমদ ভাগবত কী জয় নিতাই গৌর প্রেমানন্দ All glories to the assembled devotees, all glories to the assembled devotees, all glories to the assembled devotees, all glories to Sri Sri Guru Sri Gauranga. Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam. Fourth canto, chapter 23. Maharaj Prithu's going back home. Text number 23. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Vilokyanugatam sadvim. Pritum viravaram patim. Tushtuvur varada devai. Deva pataya sahasrasha. Vilokyanugatam sadvim. Pritum viravaram patim. Tushtuvur varada devai. Deva patinya sahasrasha. Vilokyanugatam sadvim. Pritum viravaram patim. Tushtuvur varada devai. Deva patinya sahasrasha. Now translation of the words. Vilokya, by observing, anugatam, dying after the husband, sadvin, the chaste woman, pritum, of King Pritu, viravaram, the great warrior, patim, husband, tustuvu, offered prayers, varada, able to give benediction, devai, by the demigods, deva patinya, the wives of the demigods, Sahasrasha, in thousands. Translation. After observing this brave act performed by the chaste wife, Arti, the wife of the great King Pritu, many thousands of wives of demigods, along with their husbands, offered prayers to the queen, for they were very much satisfied. And then I read the next verse. Kurvatya kusumasaram tasmei mandarasarnuni Nadat swam maraturyesu grinantisma paramparam parasparam kurvatya kusumasaram tasmei mandarasanuni nadat swam maraturyesu Grihnanti sma parasparam. Translation. At that time, the demigods were situated on the top of the Mandara hill, and all their wives began to shower flowers on the funeral pyre and began to talk amongst themselves as follows. Next verse. Devya Uchu Ahoyam Vadur Danya Yachayvam Bhu Bhujam Patim Sarvatmana Patim Bheje Yagesham Shri Vadhuriva. Repeat. Devya Uchu. Okay. Aho Yam Vadur Dhanya. Yachayvam Chayvam Bhubhujam Patim. Sarvatmana Patim Bheje. Yagyesham Shrir Vadhuriva. Okay. Translation. The wives of the demigod said, all glories to the queen Archie. We can see that this queen of the great King Prithu, the emperor of all the kings of the world, has served her husband with mind, speech, and body, exactly as the goddess of fortune serves the supreme personality of Godhead, Yagyesha, or Vishnu. Now we purport giving by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. In this verse, the words Yagyesham Shrir Vadhuriva indicate that Queen Archi served her husband just as the goddess of fortune serves the supreme personality of Godhead Vishnu. We can observe that even in the history of the world, when Lord Krishna, the supreme Vishnu, was ruling over Dwaraka, Queen Rukmini, who was the chief of all Krishna's queens, used to serve Lord Krishna personally, in spite of having many hundreds of maid servants to assist her. Similarly, the goddess of fortune in Vaikuntha planets also serves Narayana personally. Although there are many thousands of devotees prepared to serve the Lord, this practice is also followed by the wives of the demigods. And in days past, the wives of men also followed the same principle. In Vedic civilization, the husband and wife were not separated by such man-made laws of divorce. We should understand that the necessity of maintaining family life in human society and should thus abolish this artificial law known as divorce. The husband and wife should live in Krishna consciousness and follow in the footsteps of Lakshmi Narayana or Krishna Rukmini. This way, peace and harmony can be possible within this world. ओम ज्ञानचिमिरं दस्या ज्ञानं जनाशलकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्तप्तं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपकदा मह्यं ददाचि स्वापदं चिकं वन्देहं श्रीगुरोः श्रीयुतपादकमलं श्रीगुरुं वैष्णवं च श्रीरूपं सकलशतं सहगणा रघुनाथं वितं तं सहजीवम् सद्वैतं सवधूतं परिजनसहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधाकृष्णपदं सहगण ललित श्रीविशकं विष्टंश्च नमो विष्णुपदाय कृष्णप्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदान्तस्वामिनि चिनामिने नमस्ते सरस्वतीदेवि गौरवाणि प्रचारिणे निर्विशेषशून्यवादि पाशचाद्यशतरिणे वञ्चकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिद्धुभ्य एव च पचितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः Then this verse says, Devya uchu ahoyam vadur danya yachanya chayvam bhubujam patim sarvatmana patim bheje yagesham shrir vadur eva. The wives of the demigod said, All glories to Queen Archi. We can see that this queen of the great King Prithu, the emperor of all the kings of the world, has served her husband with mind, speech, and body, exactly as the goddess of fortune serves the supreme personality of Godhead, Yajnesha or Vishnu.
Hare Krishna, today we are very fortunate to have with us His Holiness Purushottraya Swami Maharaj. Hello. And Maharaj joined ISKCON way back 1976, in the early days of in ISKCON. His journey was started like this. He was assisting in BBD publications. After that, Maharaj started distributing Srila Prabhupada's books very widely. He was one of the 10 book distributors. During that time, top 10 distributors. After that, Maharaj traveled all over India. After that, he moved to Vrindavan. He was doing research and studies in Vrindavan Institute, VAHE. After that, Maharaj was studying in Jiva Goswami's literatures. After that, 1985, after sannyas, he traveled various parts of the world, especially Philippines, Portugal, Brazil, China, etc. After that, Maharaj stayed in Vrindavan, Radha Damodar temple for many, many years, 4-5 years, I think. After that, Maharaj moved to Brazil, and he was one of the pioneer in preaching in Brazil. And Maharaj found kind of a form, Vijaya Gaura.
Gaura Vrindavan.
Gaura?
Gaura Vrindavan.
Gaura Vrindavan party, like that. And Maharaj guiding so many thousands of people there, and he's a community leader, and is doing wonderful community there. Hare Krishna, let us welcome Maharaj by our traditional style, by lovely chanting. Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol. Hare Krishna.
Well, now is the last chapter of the history of King Prithu. And it describes how he is, how was he passing away, the glorious passing away. Absolutely self-controlled and also meditating on the Supreme Lord like this. You can see in Srimad Bhagavatam there is many descriptions about the great personalities leaving the body.
And they know very well all the techniques of the Ashtanga Yoga. They know. But the common thing is that their mind was meditating on the Supreme Lord, like this. And then this is a Bhakti Yoga. Anta kale chamam eva smaram mukta kalevaram. Yat prayat samad bhavam yat chinasht yatra sanshaya. This is a very important instruction of Krishna. Antakale, in the final time, Mukta Kalevaram, when you are abandoning this physical body, Mam Smaram Eva, only thinking on me, Krishna says. And what happens? He says, Yat prayat samad bhavam. If you want to absorb your mind in me, on me, you achieve my own nature, mad bhava. And then we have the same nature as Krishna. It is. Satchidananda, but there's a big difference between us and Krishna. We are tiny soul, but Krishna is absolute soul. Yat nasti atra sanshayaha. Krishna made the guarantee. He said that. There's no doubt that one can achieve the spiritual form in the spiritual world. And then here is described this passing away of Prithu Maharaj, and then it's described also how his wife, he decided also follow his husband like this. In the previous verse, there is one description like this. Srila Prabhupada described the entrance of a chaste wife into the flames of the pyre of her dead husband is known as sahagamana, which means dying with the husband. The systems of sahagamana, or sati also it's called, have been practiced in Vedic civilization from time immemorial. Even after the British period in India, this practice was rigidly observed, but some is degraded to the point that even when the wife was not strong enough to enter the fire of her dead husband, the relatives would force her to enter in order to not to maintain the widow like this. Thus, this practice had to be stopped. But even today, there are still some solitary cases where a wife will voluntarily enter the fire and die with her husband. Even after 1940, we personally knew of a chaste wife who died in this way, like this. And then the demigods, the wives of the demigods are glorifying the queen Archi for doing such great austerity and renunciation like this. It's because of the character of King Prithu. He was one expansion on Shakti Veshavatara. In this way, his wife wants not to be separate from him, like this. This is a kind of relationship, the marriage. Marriage, you are united. The karmas, the husband and wife are united, like this. Also, our karma is united with the spiritual master. But it's not that the spiritual master passed away, I want to pass away also. It's different. It's different. We have seen that in many cases, when one spiritual master passed away, the mission goes down. There are many cases like this. Not in relation with Srila Prabhupada. Because Srila Prabhupada, he prepared his disciples. In many instances, Srila Prabhupada, he mentioned that soon I will leave from this world and you have to take care of this mission. It's different mood than Queen Arch wants to finish her life. But in case our relation with the spiritual master is different. To keep the parampara. This is a very glorious behavior. When our spiritual master passed away, and then we feel more responsibility. It's not just the presence of spiritual master, the Vapu relationship. Srila Prabhupada explained this. More important is Vani relationship. Following the instructions, like this. As Narottama Das Thakura, he says, Tandera Sharana Sevi Bhakta Sanevas Janameja Namehu Eya Vilas. He was in the one generation after the six Goswamis of Vrindavan. But six Goswamis of Vrindavan, they wrote so many books about Krishna consciousness like this. And then Narottama Das says that the only thing that they want in my life is that birth after birth, I want to distribute this knowledge of Krishna consciousness given by the six Goswamis. This is glorious. And then it's quite different from this mood of Queen Archie. Also, there is also another case de Maharaj Pandu and his wife Maitri, also like this. Anyway. Prabhupada is giving his instructions for the grihasthas. Because the relation with the husband and wife has to be on the spiritual platform, not in bodily platform. In Krishna consciousness is like that. Because the marriage is to procreate, to generate children like this. It's a sacrifice. Yeah? It's a lot of responsibility, sacrifice like that. But nowadays, this marriage is completely, especially in the Western countries like this, they don't take this relationship seriously, yeah, like this. It's based on passion. The man is full of passion for such a woman like that. But when this passion is finished, and then, oh, there's no, this relationship is not good. He many times is involved with the children. It's a mess. It's a big problem. Big problem. But the same is our relation with our spiritual master. As Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says that you have to study this Krishna Upadesh, Srimad Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita very well. And then you try to preach to the others. This has to be his mission in life. Yeah. And the very life of Srila Prabhupada is an example for us. Is the fact that Srila Prabhupada, he abandoned the family life because the family life was not helping him to spread Krishna consciousness. They were against you, even. I can see in the Srila Prabhupada Lilamrita, how it's been. But the relationship the Srila Prabhupada with his spiritual master is more strong. Because the family relation with the wife is not based on sense gratification. And then Srila Prabhupada, he felt that his spiritual master was approving his decision like that. And then he dedicated completely in spreading Krishna consciousness around the world. Krishna Shakti Vidanahintara Pravartana. Without this Krishna Shakti, no one can do what Srila Prabhupada have done. Impossible, like this, Krishna Shakti. And then we want to have this Prabhupada Shakti in order to keep preaching, giving this message of Krishna consciousness for all the people in this world. We can see that here in Govardhan, Eco Village, Govardhan, many people are coming here, né? And they have this contact with the Krishna consciousness in his more pure, like this, state, like this. Darshan with the deities. Remember the places of pastimes of Krishna. And then we are doing this valuable service to the mission of Srila Prabhupada. In my case, I'm preaching in other parts of the world, far away. But the potency of Srila Prabhupada is there. And there is a lot of opportunities to preach Krishna consciousness. I came here because our project in Brazil is something like similar as this project. It's a very beautiful nature, very beautiful. And then also we invite yoga groups to come and we preach to them like this. And then all of them becomes very satisfied and they can, as I said, to have a very good impression of what we are doing, the life of devotees. If we are cultivating Srimad Bhagavatam and worship the deities and doing Kirtanam, Harinam, etc. This is our life. Okay. And then we don't have so many things to speak about this. What Queen Arch, how she decided to follow his husband. But we have to keep our relationship deep. We have to be faithful, completely faithful. We have to have the faithfulness in relation to our spiritual master, his instructions. As Krishna says, Asharadhadana Purusha Dharmasyasya Parantapa Aprapya Nani Vartante Mrityus Sansara Vartmani. Those who have faith in the Krishna Katha, because faith is like, faith is not something sentimental. It's not sentimental. I'm faithful to Srila Prabhupada, okay. But we have to be faithful to his instructions. Not for simply his person. Because faith, what is faith? faith is one something that comes from inside the person like this. The devotee has this intuition, spiritual intuition, that Krishna is the Supreme Lord. The way to come in towards Krishna is bhakti yoga, Krishna consciousness. This is faith. Faith is in the words of the shastras. This is a faith. Faith in these words. Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam. Ashradhadana purusha dharma syasya param. Faith in this dharma. But those who has not faith in this world, words of Krishna Katha, there's no chance for them. They will keep here in this material world, birth after birth, mrityu sansara vartmani, like this. But Krishna says, what is this verse? Tesham aham samudarta mrityu sansara sagarat bhavani natirat parta maya vichita chetasa. He said, for those who are fixed in Krishna consciousness, Krishna says, aham, tesham aham, I am the savior in this mrityu sansara sagar. Sagar means ocean, the ocean of the repeated deaths. Everything in this material world is cyclic. And Krishna says, bhavam nachirat, I can do this immediately. Mama beshita chetasa. For those who are fully in Krishna consciousness, like this. And then we have faith in these words. We put faith in these words. Okay, I finish in this point. If there is some comments, question.
Hare Krishna Maharaj, thank you for such a wonderful class. As you mentioned, a disciple should have a strong faith on the Guru, and he should be, as you mentioned, compared with Archi. So my question is, how to develop that kind of a strong faith, attachment to Guru, and dedicate our life to Guru? Even after Guru passed away, like the disciple, they are thoroughly focused on the Guru's mission.
Srila Prabhupada said that your love will be what is the words that Prabhupada said. If you are cooperating among themselves, your love will be proved if you are cooperating among yourselves, like this. If you become isolated, you lose, gradually you lose the faith, like this. But sadhu sangha, to be together and then interacting amongst the devotees like this, this keeps the faith strong, like this. Like this. As Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, he was asked, what is the main thing in the process of Krishna consciousness? He said, sadhu sangha. Sadhu sangha. Like this. And then when I appreciate the service that the other devotees are doing, like this, and then, for example, I come here in Govardhan and see the service that we are doing here. This inspired my life. Oh, I want to do the same. It's like this. Yeah? And then we can keep our faith very strong. In all the words that Srila Prabhupada gave us. Okay?
Maharaj, would you like to share your stay in Vrindavan and like how you did study different scriptures and spend time in Vrindavan? No? You stayed like in one of your introductions, probably is mentioned.
How was my? Yeah, it was in 90s. 90s. I came to Vrindavan. I was in the Gurukul. But I'm helping one devotee who was translating that Sanskrit grammar of Jiva Goswami, Harinamamrita Vyakaram. He was really one Sanskritist like this. He's the teacher in Gurukul. His name is Yadu. Unfortunately, he passed away also. But we worked together. He said that I will teach Sanskrit to you, but I'm not a very good student. And I was interested in other topics like this, but I was doing this work like this in Gurukul. And also I did it at that time in very deep, I think, research about the four Vaishnava Sampradayas. Yeah. What really is the philosophy of Ramanuja? What really the philosophy of Madhvacharya, Nimbarka, like this? To make the comparison, I think, with the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu philosophy. And then this was very interesting that, and even recently I gave you one course like this, Monism and Theism on the Light of Vedanta. And then this was, and I stayed for 4 months in the Radha Damodar temple, taking care of the Srila Prabhupada quarters. It was a very deep realization during the summertime, like this. But one nectar in Vrindavan, like this. And then this was my experience like this. And then afterwards we have an inspiration. You have to make one project in your country and preach to people. Because in my language, not my natural language, mother language, I can preach more. Like, it's not more facility like this for explaining. Yeah? And we are doing this, yeah, this service. Always having this gratefulness for Srila Prabhupada for taking us from this material world, sense gratification like this, like this. Okay, thank you for coming. Jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Hare
Krishna. Actually, this is one of the controversial subject in Srimad Bhagavatam. Actually, we were looking for a speaker who can present it in a very Krishna conscious manner. And Maharaj very eloquently in Krishna conscious way he presented. Very, very grateful to Maharaj. Thank you for all your guidance and instructions. And let us thank Maharaj by our traditional style, by loudly chanting, Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol. Purushottaraya Swami Maharaj ki, Srila Prabhupada ki.